On Monday, the 19th Alaska Forum on the Environment kicks off in Anchorage. The annual gathering draws hundreds of people from across the state and beyond to spend 5 days discussing a wide range of environmental concerns. Kurt Ilo is a former EPA enforcement officer, and he's been the executive director of the Alaska Forum since its inception. He spoke with APRN's Lori Townsend.
The Obama administration clearly recognized that the climate is changing, that there's a lot of human impact. We may not see the same tone or direction in research. It remains to be seen yet how things will be addressed under the Trump administration. Is it too early to know, or are you hearing anxiety from scientists and what they may have concerns about going forward?
Our participants in the event, the 1,200 folks that come, are all feeling a bit of apprehension and uncertainty, and how much of that is founded on information and facts, or exaggerated facts or misinformation is concerning to me as well. I would bet the folks coming in are generally apprehensive of, you know, how is their tribal status going to remain? Are we going to have funds for the tribes to continue doing solid waste work and all the other great things tribes are doing? But we're also the nonprofit organizations. How are they going to adapt? And what do they need to adapt to? I don't think there's any answers. And I think that's the pulse, is really just the uncertainty. And there really isn't a particular thing to act on yet.
It's the 19th year, almost two decades of the forum. How has the involvement of tribes and tribal organizations changed in that nearly two decades from the beginning until what you'll see this year?
At least from my perspective, there's a couple things. The tribes that come, they represent, or more so even the people from rural Alaska, represents more than 60% of our audience that comes to the forum every year. They are the most active participants. They come early, they stay late, they make every session. They're very dedicated as a general rule. What I've seen in, I think, 20 years is the level of education is quite different. And in the first few years, we dealt with a lot of anger. Our keynote speakers were often faced with very angry participants. I think their frustrations were being vented that way. And now, 19 years, 20 years later, we're looking at questions that are very highly technical afterwards, where the tone has changed and much more sophisticated questions are coming from the audience and the participants. And our villages and tribes have just come a long way in 20 years.
Kurt, who's coming from outside to be involved this year?
The most exciting outside speaker is actually two folks coming. One of our keynotes, Dr. Klassen, is coming from South Africa, and Karen Norte is coming from South Africa as well. She'll be doing a breakout session where Dr. Klassen will be doing a keynote on Thursday morning. And they're going to hope to draw some parallels between the transboundary issues they deal with in Africa and the ones we deal with between us and Canada and other nations. And so that's kind of exciting. We're going to get a complete new perspective and maybe perhaps see how somewhere else on the other side of the world is dealing with similar problems.
Kurt Ilo is the executive director of the Alaska Forum on the Environment. Links to the agenda and registration information are at our website, alaskapublic.org.